USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Going to do something very dramatic on the border because people are coming into our country. The Democrats will not give us laws. They will not change laws. They will not meet. They will not do anything. They want to have open borders.
President Trump speaking about immigration outside the White House. The president continues teasing a major immigration announcement.
We're going to be having a major statement on the border sometime later today or tomorrow.
The president is in Colorado addressing the Air Force Academy graduating class. Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and New Jersey are all at high risk for thunderstorms today as more severe weather hammers the Ohio Valley to the mid-Atlantic. After tornadoes were spotted yesterday near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the risk of tornadoes remains high. Meanwhile, over 10 million people are under flood warnings from Texas to Illinois. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Aspen Dental is giving away free dental care to thousands of veterans, and with more on that is Dr. Anita Imawandi, a Director of Clinical Support and Charitable Giving. Thanks for coming on, Doctor. This is such a great program. Why do veterans, more than any other segment of the population, have the need for low-cost or free dental care?
Thank you for asking, and thanks for having me. For our veterans, our nation veterans, what we know is that for many of them, they're not eligible for dental benefits through the Veterans Administration, unless they're 100% disabled, have sustained a service-related injury to their mouth, or they were a prisoner of war. And so for our doctors at Aspen Dental, they wanted to do something about that, and that was in launching the Healthy Mouth Movement to help provide that necessary care for the veterans through programs like Day of Service. For more information, they can call 1-844-277-3646, or they can log on to healthymouthmovement.com.
Farmers in Iowa are getting nervous as the U.S. trade dispute continues with China. Pat Swanson is a soybean farmer and says China was a customer who demanded a lot.
China's a huge customer. They have a lot of people in China, and they were taking one row of every three rows that we plant of soybeans. That's a lot of soybeans that they were taking. So to lose that market last year has hurt us, and I think will hurt us for a while.
Swanson was speaking there on Fox Business. The U.S. soybean exports to China have fallen by more than 80% in the past year after China imposed retaliatory tariffs and switched to buying soybeans from Brazil and Argentina. The cleanup continues after tornadoes touched down, this time in North Texas. The National Weather Service got reports of twisters near Rockwall, Greenville, and Canton. This man tells Fox News they know the drill.
We've gone through this a lot. We had a major tornado outbreak 2 years ago, so we all kind of know what to do. I mean, there were people out in the streets 10 minutes after this with tractors getting debris out of it.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When many people think food allergies, they think of kids having food allergies to peanuts, milk, etc. Well, there's a new study out that says 1 in 10 adults may have a food allergy as well. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton joins ABC's Good Morning America to discuss food allergies in adults.
We talk and hear a lot about food allergies in children, but adults are experiencing this too. It's actually on the rise. We don't understand why. There are some theories that it might be environmental. It might even be hormonal in some cases. I had this happen to me in my 30s out of the blue, and it can occur out of the blue. When you talk about numbers, 1 in 10 adults has a food allergy, and 51% have actually had a serious reaction requiring emergency medical attention. So these are serious numbers.
As far as the symptoms to look for, Dr. Ashton says,
so many adults are experiencing this. The adults and the people around them do need to be able to recognize the symptoms. This can occur minutes to hours after consuming the food, and then it can present with a range of symptoms. It can be skin irritations like hives or eye swelling. It can be digestive issues like nausea or vomiting, cardiovascular issues, fainting, and then life-threatening and deadly anaphylaxis. And Cecilia, this has happened to me. It is scary, and we do need to be aware of it.
Game 1 of the NBA Finals is in Toronto tonight, where the Toronto Raptors will host the Golden State Warriors. Tip-off is just after 9 o'clock Eastern time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.